Lito, it's time for the Crazy 88. You know what that means?
Did you watch Kill Bill recently?
No, it's episode 88. That's why.
Oh.
Maybe it'll be a little crazy. Or maybe a little nerdy. Because tonight, Lito, is some nerdy shit.
Isn't every episode kind of nerdy?
A little bit. This one's more nerdy than usual, though.
I don't
think
the last episode was nerdy at all.
No, that's right. You're right. You are right.
It was more racist.
That's true. They're usually all... Aren't they all racist?
Nerdy and racist.
Touché.
That's the age hour.
Yeah. We should call it the Nerdy and Racist Hour. Brought to you by a nerdy racist. Anyway, here we go. Lito.
A nerdy
Let's
racist.
Fucking do it. I am your host, James Danger.
The
I
racist.
Guess I'm the racist, and the nerd is Miguel Lito, the boy wonder sidekick, Ramirez.
Ahoy, hoy.
There it is. Let's just jump right into it, man. Let's fuck this show right in the asshole right in the beginning. What are you
talking about? Fucking any assholes?
Yeah.
I have never drinking a beer out of a paper bag.
Oh, boy, you're
so
a hobo.
So I will be.
He's a hobo nerdy guy tonight.
Doing that tonight.
And I'm drinking my Beck's Sapphire. Ah, it says German Sapphire hops. Smooth taste.
Let's find out how smooth they are, right?
Cheers, buddy.
Salute.
Fuck salute!
I like it. I was hoping you would have said it.
Fuck salute! Hey, fool! Let's have a toast! All right. I gotta tell you, Lito, I had him try this beer before we had this podcast starting, recording. What? I don't
know. During the intermissions?
Yeah. And he didn't like it. He's a strictly a Bud Light / Dos Equis guy. He didn't like my Beck's Sapphire, which is trying to compete with, I think, Platinum and the Black Crown with a 6% alcohol rating. You know what? It's okay. It's whatever.
Aren't the Platinums 8?
No, they're 6.
Are they?
Yeah. 8. What's the matter with you? Think you're drinking Stone?
You know what? Like I said, I'm trying to open up my beer awareness, I guess you could say. So one of these days, while
we're broaden your horizons.
I would like to... I think lagers are going to be the ones to do it. I don't think, you know, the IPAs or anything. I think those are too dark for me. I think that's just the whole conscience of my life. I don't like too dark of a thing. So... would you like to come to me to a BevMo one of these days?
For what? To watch you say, I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want that. Oh, Bud Light, I'll take it.
It's on special.
Anyway, what are we talking about? We're fucking buzzed.
Racist and nerdy.
Anyway.
Long and hard.
Yeah.
If the danger isn't long and hard, it's racist and nerdy.
Or all of the above. All right, let's start the show off right with... Mr. Know-It-All.
He's Mr. Know-It-All. I know a thing about a thing or two.
Wait, were you born in 83?
Yes, ma'am.
What month?
July.
Okay.
Might as well be fucking August. I was born on July 31st.
You're older than me then.
Yeah.
But what, 2 months?
More handsome, too.
Just barely. Here we go. In 1983, Marvel published...
Stanley.
Listen for the entire question, please, before you're wrong. In 1983, Marvel published a parody of Spider-Man featuring what animal?
Spider-Ham.
What?
Spider-Ham. It was a pig.
You're right.
Yeah, I know I'm right. Spider-Ham's the shit.
You know that?
Yeah.
A pig. Spider-Ham featuring Peter Porker.
Peter Porker.
It lasted 17 issues. How do you know this?
That was I love Spider-Ham, dude. He's fucking awesome. Have you ever seen his suit?
No.
Oh man, Spider-Ham's the shit. His
you know what? I'm impressed, dude. I thought you would not know that at all.
That was actually Spider-Ham. One of my backgrounds for a while on my phone. I like every couple weeks I change my background to something really nerdy. And excuse me. Spider-Ham was one of my backgrounds.
The Simpsons, when the pig was walking on the ceiling, what did he say about that?
Spider-Man. Oh, no. Spider-Pig. I don't think they could get away with Spider Ham because then they'd have to pay royalties.
It wasn't an homage to that, or was it?
I'm assuming it was.
Okay.
Spider Ham wasn't really a big thing. I mean, they actually did a whole Marvel like animal universe. Mm-hmm. Did Thor? What was he called? Thor was transformed into a frog, and I think that's Captain gay. America was transformed into a no. The Thor frog looks pretty cool because he's like all fucking tiny, and like his helmet's all like lopsided on him.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty funny because Thor, Loki changed him into a frog.
Oh boy,
and it's pretty. The whole Avengers team got changed into animals. I think they called it the Marvel Zooniverse.
Oh boy, I hate it already. I hate it. Wow, dude, I'm surprised you got that shit.
Thank you very much.
Good for you. You finally know something. Hey, but there's a part two of this, Mr. Know-It-All.
Okay.
A curveball, if you will. Here we go. Question number two of Mr. Know-It-All. What is the name of NASA's current humanoid robot? That's a sound of failure, folks.
Is there still a NASA program around?
Really?
I thought they shut them down.
Are you retarded? Are you retarded?
Is it C-3PO?
Close.
R2-D2? 4-3PO? Oh.
The fuck is that?
It's my text message tone.
It is Robonaut 2 or R2. Hey-o! Oh. Look at that.
Homage.
Robonaut 2, man. This thing is fucking creepy. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it, no.
I seen it. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it. I saw the Honda robot.
No, dude, it's creepier than that one.
Oh, okay.
This is like human looking. Like it looks like a human in a fucking space suit, right? And its fingers all move. He can like touch his fucking fingers to his thumb, each finger. He can do everything.
It'll articulate like a human.
Yes, dude.
Is this the one that sorry. Is this the one that has like the pressure sensitive, so even if it was to have like a human hand in it, it will never like squeeze to the past to the brink of like breaking the hand?
I'll tell you what. I've seen this video on this humanoid robot, and it's able to unflap a like piece of cloth and like pull it back. And pull out an envelope out of the fucking box that it's in. Yeah. It's pretty advanced, dude.
I saw this one robot that can run.
I'm getting to that one.
Oh, okay.
So on this robot.
Robot.
Robot. So it's like the guy's all in this video. I'm going to have, let's say Steve come up here. And if Steve comes up, he's pretty fucking ripped, dude. He's got some muscles on him. And he's pretty fucking ripped. I'm not kidding you. He's a fit guy, right? Yeah. But he's a NASA dude, so he's kind of nerdy. He's like, here you go, Steve. He gives him a 20-pound weight, like a dumbbell. He's got the dumbbell. Gives the fucking robot a dumbbell. Robot puts his fingers underneath the goddamn dumbbell, picks it up, and, brings it out. And Steve over here is copying everything the robot's doing, right? So robot's like, and like the guy says before that, sorry, I fucked this up. He goes, humans are actually stronger than this robot we have now. Humans are stronger. But It's all about, what's the word? How you last longer. What's it called?
Stamina.
Stamina. There you go. So he's like, for example, here you go. He can see the fucking 20-pound dumbbell. Here you go. See, Steve, here you go. Yeah. He's got it. He's fucking ripped. His muscles are all bulging. Robot has the fucking dumbbell. And, the robot holds it up. Okay, good. He's got it. Steve's holding it up. And Steve is copying everything the robot's doing.
Oh, yeah.
So the robot, like, puts it straight out, extends his fucking arm as far as he can, and then goes sideways and holds it out. And Steve does it. He's doing fine. The robot doesn't fucking stop. He just holds it out there. And Steve's like, yeah. Like, he's like.
Robots don't get tired.
Yeah, exactly. So the whole fucking, lesson to be learned was, yeah, humans are stronger.
But robots are going to kill us.
But not for long. That's right. So Steve couldn't handle it. And the robot's like, it's only 20 pounds, but I can last longer than you, asshole.
Yeah. So the war, it's going to be the war between man and robot.
It was fucking creepy, dude.
It's going to be a really long war. And they're going to wait till we're tired. And then that's where they're going to strike.
It was creepy. But, that R2 unit, I'm going to say R2 unit, is the first humanoid robot ever to fly in space. Okay, built by NASA as part of a joint project with General Motors. Yeah, so then the robot has a fucking NASA symbol on his chest and a GM Motors. Yeah, go GM fuck Motors, yourself. Yeah, there you go. And the goal is to build a robot helper suitable to assist humans in complex tasks, be they in space or on Earth.
Well, yeah.
It's fucking impressive, dude. Anyways, here's where I'm going with this.
I mean, if something happens to the ship, you're going to send out the robot before you send out the human.
Right. Or the monkey. But the robot now.
Yeah.
Here's the next thing. You mentioned it earlier a little bit. Have you seen the cheetah robot?
I don't know. The one that runs. Yeah, well, I saw the running robot, yeah.
The one that has like four legs.
No, this was a two-legged robot. Like a person. That was running, yeah. The one that really? I saw. Yeah.
How fast did it go?
It was more like a jog. It wasn't sprinting or anything like okay. that. But I think I saw that one. It looks like a tabletop kind of robot. Like it's got the four appendages, right?
But yeah, it's kind of four legs.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to pause it real quick. I'm going to show you this video.
All right.
And then we will come back. Okay, Lito, we just watched a video of the robot running like a cheetah. What did you think about that?
That's actually scary.
That's what I'm telling you, dude. That's my whole fucking point. The whole point of what I bring this shit up is because it's fucking terrifying. In my head, when I saw that fucking video, it scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. Okay. I'm already thinking, God damn it. That's it. They gave him the ability to run.
Exactly.
God damn it.
I'm so happy you felt the same way, dude. When I saw that shit, it terrified the fuck out of me. I'm not some fag, dude. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm not like that. But I'm just saying, I can see what's going to happen now, dude.
What was that whole time when it passed 15 miles an hour, I was like, oh, at first it was a novelty. And then like later on, I don't know about you, but like in my head, all I thought was.
Yes, dude.
You know, the whole fucking Terminator fucking yep. score.
Yep. That's what I thought. The same fucking thing. That's it's like they're making the things that are going to kill us. That's I mean, what's happening.
Cheetahs bad enough are fucking scary, but a robot that's never going to get tired.
Yep.
Always chasing you.
Dude, when I first fucking saw that, I thought exactly Terminator. And then I thought drones are already in the air.
Yeah.
Fucking dropping bombs on people. I'm talking, dude, radio controlled fucking objects in the air dropping fucking bombs or like shooting you, right? That's terrifying enough already. Imagine if a fucking robot like this thing was running around on land coming after you.
Fucking hunting.
Dude, I showed Natalie this fucking video and she's like, oh, that's cool. What? I freaked out. Like, you don't see the terrifying fucking aspects of this? Oh, what do you mean? I was like, dude, Terminator itself, right?
Yeah.
Like, and then I mentioned the drones in the air. That's scary enough, but then like to have something on the fucking land coming after you. Let's say this. Let's say some evil country that hates us designs some robot more advanced than that. Because hey, who the fuck says they can't?
Yeah, I mean it's definitely far off.
Yeah, but not too far off.
Yeah, not too far off.
Let's say they release this robot. Let's say they fucking make it on a ship, right? Because ships come into Long Beach all the time.
Yeah.
Let's say from an Asian country, like, hey, fuck it, we're gonna sabotage U.S. And they put a crate on a ship with this fucking creepy robot on it. And when the robot gets here, it breaks out of the crate and goes nuts. You can't go after a fucking robot like a human, dude. It's gonna go killing everybody like crazy. How far would it get? How far would it get, dude?
It'll definitely do some damage. Yes. I mean, it's not going to have the natural instinct to bank and maneuver.
Unless it is programmed to.
Unless, you know, I mean, you can never program instinct. But, I mean, I could just see that thing, like, you know, just imagine a pack of those things, you know, with fucking, like, razor blades, like, on the side of them and just fucking, like, chainsawing through people. Like, you don't need it. Weaponizing something like that can be really easy because you can maybe have some kind of a turn on it. You know, I'm thinking some Transformer kind of shit right here. You know, you can put a turn on it that's controlled by something else. You know, anything that's moving with a heat signature on it, just start blasting away. Or if it's actually used for like crowd dispersal, you can put some like razor blades on it, like some chainsaws that are like on each hindquarter. And as it's going through fucking people, it's just fucking, zzz, zzz, you know, just fucking slicing people's legs.
You're more sick than I am. That's pretty good.
Maybe I'm building my own robots. Oh.
I just blew it for you, huh?
Rubut. Yes.
Rubut.
But you know what's far away? Because right now on Sci-Fi Channel, they got this Robot Combat Fighting League or something like that. Uh-huh. And it's basically these... I always thought it was going to be these... And they used to have this show like a couple years ago along the same lines where they're building these little like small robots that like chainsaws and, you know, blow torches on them.
I remember that. They see like Robot Wars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now they built like human-sized robots. And it's basically just Rock'em Sock'em robots, but they have these human controllers that are controlling like the arms and it's mimicking their moves and everything like that. It's still far off, but looking at something like this, holy crap.
Yeah, dude.
You know, all you need is a couple good minds, and then all you need is the computer mind to fucking break away from the human chain.
And this video is released. Who knows how many years ago that shit was developed? Now?
Who knows what kind of developments they're thinking of right now? I mean, you got these brainiacs thinking like, oh, that's a great video. Hey, what if you actually started doing this?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, like I said, that video comes at us now. Like, it's available now, but who knows how long it's been available.
Who knows what advancements
they've made to that fucking thing. They put their fucking razor blades on the legs already. Dude, it's scary as shit, man. The fucking Terminator is going to come true. It's going to come true. Okay, what happens then, man? We make humanoid humanoid robots to help us out. And when they become aware of their fucking, you know, they become aware that they're alive.
It's gonna be like iRobot.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, hey, I don't have to listen to these fucking people. You know, the artificial intelligence. That's it. It's over.
Do you think the perfect prevention plan? I guess, I mean, there's really no prevention plan because these things. I mean, the one thing that they're always gonna have over us is that they're never gonna get tired.
Mm-hmm.
So they could chase you. I mean, they might not be physically as strong. But if they never get tired and they never stop chasing you, once they finally catch you, that's when they... I mean, if something can hold 20 pounds, then it's, you know, not going to have too much difficulty snapping your neck.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, do you build like a weak robot that can barely help you around the chores? That's like, you know, like that's going to be the fucking dilemma. You know, like people want to build robots so it makes their job easier. Things that they can do. That's why they have these fucking machines building, you know... fucking towers, you know, picking up the steel girders that are tons fucking heavy, but really, like, you know, if that thing really wanted to turn on us, they could just drop it on all the fucking people under
it. What about I've heard about this too. What about the robot that controls your house? I've heard about that they're gonna be like, it's gonna be automated, like, hey, house, lock the doors, and it's all locked. Open the bay window.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? What if the fucking house, like, no, what's that movie? Fucking hate.
Well, even The Simpsons had something too, remember?
The Kubrick.
Oh.
2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Open the HAL doors.
Yeah.
Or open the bay doors, HAL. I can't do that, Dave. Like, what?
Yeah.
What are you saying? Dang, I'm telling you to do it. I won't do it, Dave. God damn it, that's scary as fuck.
Well, even the cars. I mean, okay, if the house is going to trap you, what about a car that... can literally veer into another car and just, you know, just that's it.
Yeah.
Robots.
Fuck this, dude. Fuck this.
Don't do it.
It's all going down.
Don't do it.
It's over.
We still got to be 50, 60, 70 years away, so we'll be fine.
Yeah, all right.
We'll be fine.
You know what's funny? We see these movies. We see what they're telling us. Like, hey, this is not going to be good. And it's like, let's do that.
Yeah,
let's
exactly.
make this just like the movie.
All these horror movies. I don't think there's been a movie. I think the only movie that has come out and the robot's okay is Bicentennial Man.
As long as Robin Williams is the voice, we'll be all right.
And then even then, he turns him into a human robot. And even then, it turns into a fucking retelling of slavery days. All he wants to do is be free.
Yeah.
And then iRobot. It wasn't iRobot. What's the one with Haley Joel Osment?
That was artificial AI.
AI.
Yeah.
See?
God damn it. Yeah, all they want to do is be fucking themselves. It is true. We're making black people.
I think it's in human nature to...
Control.
Mm-hmm.
And Dick, I mean, honestly, that's all we've been fucking doing.
Yeah.
We control everything. We make our own dogs. These dogs are not real. They're fucking made. None of these dogs are real. There's supposed to be wolves somewhere in the fucking woods.
I always think about it. Where have you ever seen a wild hamster?
Yeah. Dude, all we're doing is playing God. We're making our own fucking food. Oh, let's just make chemicals and do this and that to make them bigger.
A square watermelon.
Let's make chickens fatter and pigs
exactly.
And cows big. Dude, we've been fucking up from the beginning. Let's make dirt into fucking concrete. That's great. Now we got fucking problems with our feet. Why? Because we're not meant to walk on that shit. It's all fucked. We are fucked from the beginning. It's done. The robots are just going to, they're going to relieve us of our pain. They're going to take us all away. That's all. They'll be the Jetsons after that. Robot land. That's it. We're asking for it though, man. We control the weather. We control everything. We fucked everything. Don't you think? We're burning fucking trash. That's messing with the environment up there. We're making goddamn polar ice caps melt.
It's all going down. Everything, it's all going downhill.
Yeah.
It's all going downhill.
You know what? As long as it's not in our lifetime, go ahead. Kill us all. Yeah. Oh, my kids either. Don't kill us in our kids' lifetimes. After those kids. Yeah.
Then after those ones, it's fine.
Yeah, it's all right. Anyway.
I will know them, so it's okay.
All right, dude. Here's the next step in sci-fi / creepy fucking news. Oh, man. This is even scarier. You thought the last one was scary. This is worse. Lido, I'm telling you. In Antarctica, they discovered a new bacteria microbe. Heard about this?
Yeah. No, I didn't read it. Okay.
The bacteria is said to be only 86% similar to other types known to exist on Earth. It was discovered in a water sample taken from Lake Vostok, which sits under 2 miles of Antarctic ice. First of all, who the fuck is 2 miles under the ice in Antarctica looking for shit? Who's doing that? Hey, I got a good idea. Let's go 2 miles under the ice and look for stuff. I don't know.
We'll find something.
Captain America? I don't know.
Exactly.
So here we go. The freshwater lake has likely been buried, unaltered, under the ice for the past million years. A million years.
So they're saying that this ice cube is under dirt, but it's so cold that it's still frozen.
They didn't mention dirt. It said ice.
But they're saying it's been
2 miles.
Untouched.
How much fucking ice is there? There's 2 miles of ice?
That's a big fucking lake.
There's 2 miles of ice above the surface? I don't fucking know, dude. Anyways, my thought on this is don't do it. Right? Don't fucking open Pandora's box. Why is it there? Is it necessary to be alive again? Don't you think of the thing once you hear about this story? Like, let's just bring this back and see what happens. Let's try to, find out about this fucking bacteria.
Let's see what makes it tick.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and put it on this rat. Uh-oh, where'd the rat go? You know?
Hey, this bacteria has 86% of what's going on nowadays.
Yeah.
That's a whole 14% of difference. Let's investigate that. No, let's not. Let's just leave it alone. Down there, 2 miles away. Let's leave it down there.
Yeah, it just wants to stay down there. Dude, if it really wanted to come up, it would have done it by now.
Think about this, dude. Think about the they heat it up. Let's check the properties of this fucking agent here. And next thing you know, it somehow
starts bringing the dead back to life.
Anything, dude. Oh man, that's why the zombies come.
It's the T virus.
That's why.
Oh man, see, I don't.
And look, these smart motherfuckers are supposedly smart. Oh, let's go investigate this. This is wonderful. And the stories of the fucking people. Oh, this is exciting news. This is great. It's like, no, dickhead. Leave it alone.
Yeah, it's always funny. Well, we thought it was going to be okay.
Yeah. Leave it alone.
Like I was reading, there's this other thing. I don't know if it's the same one, but they found this mold somewhere, in a hidden lake cavern or something like that. And this fungus hasn't been seen in so many thousands of years. And they're seeing that if it has any healing properties because, penicillin's a type of mold or fungus or whatever it is, it has the same kind of healing properties as penicillin. So I'm like, well, why don't you, whatever is good, leave it, use it, but whatever is bad, burn it. why do you, like, I get it, you want to be mindful of what you're messing with, but maybe just take a little piece of that. You don't need to do too much with it.
If something was so good, why does it not exist for the last million years?
Exactly. You know what I mean? We've been fine so far.
Yeah, we've been doing good. We've been getting better. Why do you want to reintroduce this prehistoric fucking bug?
It's all fucking natural selection. I don't even think it's natural selection anymore. I think it's the fucking, like I said, it's a population control, man.
Yeah, it's not natural population anymore. It's control, fucking, everyone's playing God. Oh, but yeah. If this thing is 1 million years old, we're probably not adapted to it no more, right? We probably changed since then.
Oh, fuck.
And it's
yeah.
like, hey, like they said on Jurassic Park, right? Just because they could doesn't mean they should, right?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you could do it, but why the fuck would you do it? What if it has like a total... what if this is the end of fucking mankind? What if this is when it happens? Because some dickhead like, look at this. We found this. Let's play with it.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, right. And it's like the whole fucking population goes down. That's it. Because of that one motherfucker. Right?
Am I wrong? What if it doesn't? No, I mean...
Oh, like, if it cures everything?
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. I think with scientists, you just have to take that risk. But I think, you know, as a scientist, I think with any harmful part of it, I would think they would kind of keep that under, you know, wrap.
They need to contact Batman. He's got a contingency plan for everything.
Exactly. But I think, you know, with everything, I think the politicians come involved. I don't know, man. I think there's this fucking secret society that just, like, releases these agents out there. I mean,
yeah.
How easy is it for, you know, certain people to contract this, you know, like cancer? Where did that really come from? You know, they say it's from smoking or chemicals. So if it's really from chemicals, then why don't they ban those chemicals? Oh, because, you know, these certain chemicals, they can clean the ground better.
No, because pharmaceutical companies make money off treating you.
Exactly. And then on top of that, it's kind of like, okay, why don't you ever hear politicians getting cancer, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Top 1 percentile, man.
I don't know about that. Are there any cases of cancer patients?
I think Michael Moore should do a movie about that. You know?
Well,
you know,
he did do one on medical, right?
Sicko. I heard that's a pretty good movie. Watching Fahrenheit 9/11 the other day. I thought that was a whole load of poopy. I mean, his movies.
I've heard of the pharmaceutical companies. You know, the business is good when they're treating you. Why would they give you the cure? I've heard they've had cancer fucking cured forever. It's like, nah, we'll keep treating you.
It's, yeah, man. I mean, well, if you really think about it, it's the best business out there, because you got so many people out there that are illing for one thing or another. And you got a lot of people that are, you know, they let this fucking sickness consume them, and they're buying all these fucking medicines and pills and treatments and everything like that. Yeah. That they're willing to try everything, that they're willing to spend their life savings on trying to make themselves better. But really, they're just fucking stressing themselves out to the point where nothing's going to work, because they're looking for the cure, when really they could probably just take some vitamin C, have a nice day, and try to forget it.
Nice day.
But you got fucking psychiatrists and sociologists and fucking therapists that are like, you know, really, what does a therapist do? They just sit there and listen to you. I mean, I don't think I've never been to a therapist, so I can't really say, but I mean,
you have been, though. No. I'm your therapist. You talk to me.
Well, you
everything.
Haven't helped me for shit.
Oh,
so.
Fuck yourself. Your life's better since you started the show, right?
Oh,
don't lie.
Well, my celebrity status is gone. I have gotten things for free.
Dude, I got a friend. His brother had a brain tumor, right?
Okay.
Took him to the doctor. Doctor's like, hey, you got a brain tumor? It's just fucking big. You get this much time. Blah, 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 blah. Chemo. Yeah. Yada, yada, yada. And the parents said, fuck it. We're not doing that shit. They went to a Mexican doctor in fucking Mexico. A holistic guy.
Okay.
And the guy's like, I can cure him. Have I told you before?
No.
Okay.
Maybe
a long time ago, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, you don't care, though. You don't care to remember.
I can't remember. I need to see a Mexican doctor.
Yeah. So they went down to this. Okay, the kid had a brain tumor. He's a young kid.
Uh-huh.
They took him down. My friend's brother, I said. And the doctor's like, yeah, I can cure him. And I'm like, what do you mean you can cure him? He's like, yeah. If you follow my instructions, if you listen to me and you do what I tell you, he will be cured.
And that, he did tell us the story.
You know, and the family at that point are like, hey, fuck it. We'll listen to you. You know, we don't want to. The American doctor said this one thing. We want to hear you. Fuck, you sound better than them. So he's like, all right, dude, this is not. Basically, I don't know if they gave him medication, But he gave him on a strict fucking diet. No red meat. No use in the microwave. No fucking deep fried foods. All this natural shit. And dude, goddamn, the kid was fucking cured. Cured of his brain tumor. Went back to the doctor, the American doctors. They scanned him again years later. After all this fucking treatment by this Mexican guy. And they're like, wow, this is incredible. There's no trace of any of the brain tumor. It's gone. What do you say about that?
Yeah, man. I think the best way to heal yourself is maybe try the unconventional.
That just seems to me, man, that it comes down to your fucking diet. That's all it comes down to. That's all, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it louder and clearer. And as hard as it is for me to follow that shit, because I fucking know it.
Yeah.
It's still as hard, but it all comes down to your fucking diet.
And how you live.
If you're eating all these chemicals, if you're eating all this shit, you're gonna have fucking negative effects. If you eat, okay, think about this. If you ate all natural fucking organic fucking plants all the time, you'd probably be the healthiest motherfucker ever.
But the thing is, if you, I don't like that point. Just because, I mean, who says they're organic? Because they have a sticker on them? Because they came from Sprouts?
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
Because they came from Henny's Market? Because you're spending an extra 30 cents on them? I went to fucking Sprouts a couple weeks ago because, like, the trip that we're on. And, like, the store is fucking, you know, it seems like everything is 20 cents more. I'm like, okay, well, if it really isn't that much more, then why isn't everyone else doing it?
Because it's cheaper. It's not just 20 cents, though.
Thing is, like, I went over there and they had fucking lobster tails for like $6 for like, you know, 2-pound lobster tail. I'm like, how's that? You know, it just seems like everything's so fucking crazy in the world of pricing. You know, I think I was able to get lobster tails cheaper than a bag of fucking mixed nuts.
Here's what you do. You plant your own fucking vegetables.
Yeah, because school fucking shows us how to do that these days.
That's what you do, man. You plant your own shit. You eat out of your own fucking garden, and you're guaranteed to be pure and organic. As long as you don't spray no fucking pesticides on it yourself.
I don't know. My dad has his own garden, and he might have grown a special herb back there. I don't know if that...
He's organic.
I don't know if that contaminated the crops. But I know they've never been as high as they were before.
Literally.
Bazinga.
All right, let's get into some nerdy shit. Oh, you know what? Before that, I want to get the movie mystery out of the way.
All right,
let's do it.
I don't have
one. And now it's time for...
The Danger Movie Mystery.
Get to the chopper!
You lose! Good day, sir.
Lido, give it to me.
All right.
Long and hard. Better be good. And nerdy.
Well, all right, ready?
Yes.
It's going to be as good of a girl voice I can do.
Oh, come on.
As your leader, I encourage you from time to time and always in a respectful manner to question my logic. If you're unconvinced that a particular plan of action I've decided is the wisest, tell me so. But allow me to convince you, and I promise you right here and now, no subject will ever be taboo. Except, of course, the subject that was just under discussion. The price you pay for bringing up either my Chinese or American heritage as a negative is I collect your fucking head, just like this fucker here. Now, if any of you sons of bitches got anything else to say, now's the fucking time.
Kill Bill.
Yes. It's been on Lucy TV, Liu. Man. It's been on TV. It's actually really fucking good. That's why I thought, you know, Crazy 88s. I've been holding on to that one for a while.
Good for you.
I wanted to do the whole fucking Hanzo Hattori, you know, scene, but I, you know, can't speak Japanese or,
you know. Well, you can if, like, you want to.
Oh,
can.
Oh, what? this my head is not bald. It's shaved. Okay.
Here we go. I'm not going to say the name, by the way, so it'll give it away. So just let you know. What makes you sad? War, poverty, cruelty, unnecessary violence. I understand human emotions, although I do not feel them myself. This allows me to be more efficient and capable and makes it easier for my human counterparts to interact with me.
I'm guessing you thought of this after you did the whole robot thing. Is it iRobot?
No, it's not.
Centennial Man?
No. It's called Bicentennial Man, by the way. But no.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Is it Aliens?
No. But close.
Alien?
No.
Okay. Oh, was it Prometheus?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking the whole Android thing. I was really tripping out that his character, I don't know, is it long enough? Has it been, has it come out yet?
Yeah, who cares?
I was really tripping out that he was a cyborg or an Android.
You didn't know that?
Well, when the movie first came out, I didn't know that. You know what? I liked that movie, except for I didn't like the whole throwing in at the end that like, oh, this is an Aliens prequel.
At the very end?
Yeah.
That's what it was supposed to be.
But no, I was reading things that it wasn't any...
Oh, no, it is, dude. It is.
I was reading that it had nothing to do with aliens at all.
Bullshit.
And like, I was like, wait a minute. No, everyone's saying it. Like, I was reading from...
It has everything to do with alien.
Yeah, no, well, I thought so, too. Well, the last report I was reading, like, oh, it has nothing to do with aliens. And I fucking, you know, that last part. And then, like, I was like, wait a minute. This ship looks very fucking... alien-esque.
Yeah.
And then
backstory to Alien.
But the thing is, I didn't like that the way the aliens was made was that big starfish looking fucking alien monster and that other, the human fucking, you know, thing. They made that thing together and then it came to Alien. And it was just a little, it felt a little too thrown together. Like, I get the whole thing that was, you know, the two things kind of, you know, co-fuck or whatever it is. And they make this, you know, weird, you know, creation.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like that at the end. Like, I just didn't think, like, I thought that monster at the end, it was kind of just, like, thrown in there. And
I think it's cool that what it turns out, the alien turns out to be is part of human. That's fucking awesome. Like,
no, I did.
The whole
time
it's like,
yeah,
oh, the aliens are fucking, ah.
Yeah,
and it's
no,
like,
I did like that.
To be us.
Yeah, no, I did like that. That was kind of cool. I remember that. I don't know. Just the whole movie didn't feel, it felt like it was in the same universe. It felt more Avatar to me. Like the whole outside just felt very, you know, everything was green and lush because, I mean, all the Aliens movies has been like in space and everything like that. So, I mean, it felt very Avatar, and then like the whole going into the ruins and everything like that felt a little, you know, old school. And I get that was a prequel. I don't know. I just felt the alien thing at the end was kind of thrown in. But I'm hearing that there's going to be another one.
Is there really?
Yeah. I don't know how, I mean, you might as well, I mean, are you going to call it Prometheus Part 2 or is it going to be Alien Negative 1?
Negative 1.
Right.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. It'd be called Embryo.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
I saw the Aliens movie. I still haven't seen
Part 3. Well, I mean, the way, fuck it, dude, who cares? Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
The chick got off in the end. She took off with David. So what happened then? Between then and fucking Ripley coming aboard.
There's gonna be like a fucking some little leftover form in.
What was funny is I thought about it actually myself, and then someone else said it that I read. Maybe we talked about it before, but like, how come Prometheus is more advanced than Alien was? Like the technology?
Oh, way more advanced, you know?
Was that funny? It's like because a prequel, but it's all high tech.
Well, like the same thing with Star Wars, you know, everything was really fucking high tech. I'm like, they could barely get a signal on Hoth, but they can transmit video from planet to planet. Right?
Hoth.
I'm serious, man. Yeah. Like, you know, the fucking communications tower from Endor to the fucking, you know, the forest moon of Endor to the Death Star. They had a big fucking huge satellite. But I mean, they can prequels that they can make them more advanced. But I think, you know what, maybe you should cut back. I know we know you can do all this cool stuff,
yeah,
you know, but sometimes, you know, you just can't because it's like, okay, well, why didn't it have these weapons here?
Make it coincide with the rest of the shit,
exactly. Yeah. Like, there's a new video game, well, Gears of War, it's a franchise that Microsoft made, it's like they're it. kind of like it's another Halo type of franchise.
I know what that is. Yeah.
And Gears of War, they're making a prequel. Like there's the trilogy, and now they're making a prequel. And what's cool about that is that, you know, with every video game, there has to be a, you know, new weapons or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the new weapons in this one, they've made them almost to the point where, like, they're the prototypes of what the weapons, you know, have, you know, advanced to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in the Gears of War games, they had the chainsaw guns. And in this game, they're going to have, you know, instead of it being a chainsaw, it's a fucking, like, a bayonet at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of cool where it's like, okay, how come they don't have these guns
they're
in
the, being true, you know, to the story?
Yeah, they're being true to the story. It's like, how come they don't have the gun, these guns over here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's all the guns got lost. I don't know.
All right. Lito, let's go to the next thing. Oh, I want to commend you on something.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to say good call because you recommended when I asked you, Nerd Topic, by the way. I said, Lito, how do I get a hold of a comic book? What'd you tell me?
Oh, excuse me. I told you, go to the library.
Yes. You've said enough. So I went to the library and I told them, hey, how do I get my card back? Because I used to have one as a young kid, right? But it's been so many fucking years.
Yeah.
I don't have my card. Oh, $3. I'm like, $3 to give me, yeah. to give me a new card?
Give me two.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, here's my $3. I give him the fucking money. Give me a new card. And Lito, I'm going to tell you something. I asked the woman. I was like, oh, okay, what are the rules? I was like, you know, how many can you check out at one time? What was it as kids?
It was only like a few at a time. I think it was three, like right? Two or three, yeah.
Yeah, three. Guess what it is now?
I think my library has like seven or eight.
Okay. Good guess, but no. I'm like, how many at one time? Oh, 50. I was like, what?
Oh, wow.
You can check out 50 books at one time? Yes. What happened to three? Oh, I don't know. It's 50.
There's 50. No way. Anaheim does not do that.
50.
That's a lot.
50 fucking books at one time. Anyway. So I get the card. Oh, okay, great. Thank you. So I'm walking around and tell my wife, like, what the fuck are the graphic novels at, right? So I'm like, I have no idea.
Go ahead. Get something for you.
Yeah. So I find a librarian, an old fucking woman, right?
That's, she's like, you have to go to the old ladies.
Yeah. No, she's like in the fucking aisles with like the cart putting books back. And I go, do you work here? Oh, yes.
No shit.
Yeah. None of, I don't know, dude.
That would have been awesome if she said, no shit, stupid asshole.
So I go, this is the worst part, right? What are the graphic novels? The what? She's like, do you mean, and she made this face, do you mean comic books? Like,
oh,
I was like, yeah, I mean, comic books. Oh, that's a 8-4. What the fuck she said? But I'm like, she made this face, dude, like, you fucking idiot.
Dude.
What?
My library, I was looking at the comic books, and I'm like, oh, wow, these are great. I had a whole fucking slew of them in my arms.
Uh-huh.
And the librarian comes over to me. She's all, you know, there's going to be the adult section is right over here. We have a lot of great picks. I'm like, well, I got comic books though. I love it right here.
Yeah.
I was like, God, you fuck. She, the way she said it was like, hey, fuck face.
Put those down.
Yeah. Those aren't for you.
Yeah.
Those, 'cause it was in a teen section, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Young adults.
Yeah. No, it was like,
you're not a young adult. You're an old fucker.
I thought it was.
No, dude, she made a face at me. Oh, she's like, you mean comic books? Like,
yeah.
Degrading fucking face. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, yes, I mean comic books. Where do I go? Anyway, so I found, I told you, right, the one called The Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Tell you about that?
Yeah. Okay, I heard it's a great read.
You heard about that?
Yeah.
So I just started recently because I tried like a month ago and I never got to it because I was busy reading Super Dick's comic that they let me borrow. I'm like, you know what? I can't read this one if I haven't read Super Dick's comic that they let me borrow.
You can't start two at a time.
Yeah. So I read Why the Last Man. You know this one?
It's a good one. I have that one.
You know that one?
Yeah.
The very first one?
Yeah.
It's not bad, dude.
Yeah.
It'd make a good fucking movie.
Shia LaBeouf was supposed to be the...
No.
Was supposed to be Why.
The doing one?
No, that was a long time ago. This was like first Transformers I was reading.
Shia LaBeouf. Fuck that guy, dude.
LaBeouf.
It was a good one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
The one with the one titty woman gang.
Yep, that's right. So this one I'm reading is The Black Mirror.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool, man. It has nothing to do with the real Batman, though. It's like Robin as Batman.
Yeah, they kind of graduated. I don't know what the story's about, but I hear it's really good.
Yeah.
I just read The Killing Joke. That's a really good one.
I'm not done with it. Oh, I heard that was good, too.
Yeah.
I'm not done with it, though. I'm like three quarters, but I'll let you know. Anyway, that's all I wanted to tell you, man. That
your
advice was good.
As a matter of fact,
they didn't have too much, so my fucking library.
They didn't have a lot?
Nah.
Where I go, they have a bunch of novels, DC and Marvel.
They have new shit?
Nah.
Like 52?
No, they won't. They won't ever go that. I haven't been there forever, so I don't know. But I doubt it. Like the last time I went, they had World War Hulk.
Oh, yeah?
Which was still kind of new, which is a great fucking read if you can grab your grab a hold of that one. That's a good one. All the fucking there's this group called the Illuminati. It's basically Tony. It's Iron Man, Black Bolt, Mr. Fantastic, Doctor Strange, Professor X is like the brilliant minds of the Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Hulk is causing too much damage, so they put him on a ship to a planet that is uninhabited. You know, it's actually a movie that's on Netflix. No, it's a movie on Netflix too. But I would read the comic. Books are always better.
Books.
Yeah. But Hulk wakes up mid slumber. He fucking starts destroying shit. Navigation goes off. He crash lands onto a planet.
What is it? What's it called on Netflix?
World War Hulk.
Really?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. Pretty good. But the one after that, he comes back to Earth and he starts basically fucking shit up. He's nice. Like, he goes against the Avengers and X-Men.
Huh?
That's a really fucking good one. And he has a son.
Hulk?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
His name is Scar. Son of Hulk.
Oh, boy.
He's pretty fucking awesome.
Is he green?
He has long hair and he's green and he's got fucking like battle armor on.
Nice.
Yeah. You got to read Old Man Logan, too.
Old Man Logan?
Old Man Logan. It's Wolverine in the old days. Everything's fucking... just everything's dirt bowl. The country's fucked up. All the supervillains have taken over, like, parts of the country. Hulk takes over, like, the whole West Coast. And he has this inbred family of fucking yokels. Like, they're inbred as fuck. I mean, they're hillbillies. And they... Wolverine has given up on the whole Wolverine. He's just Logan. And he's a dirt farmer and he's got kids and everything like that.
Dirt farmer.
Oh, yeah.
I farm dirt.
Yeah. Hawkeye's in it and it's so fucking... Yeah, that's a good one, man.
You have it?
No, I found out at the library. Oh, the nice. Library.
Library?
Yeah. That's really good.
Check it out for
no,
me.
Wait. No. No, I have Origin. I have the Wolverine story.
Oh, boy.
Not the shitty
curious.
Wolverine and Sabretooth are brothers. That's bullshit. I have Origin. I'll let you borrow Origin. That's a good one.
I fucking hope so.
James Howland.
When have I asked you? How many times have I fucking asked you to look at that goddamn book?
You don't want to remember shit, so you have to call me before. Okay. How long did it take for you to get your movie back?
18 months.
That's your fault.
Whatever time.
That's your fault, by the way.
Because I didn't say anything to you. Yeah. All right.
Asshole.
Next up, Dark Knight Returns Part 2. I saw it.
Oh, yeah, that was... Oh, my God.
You know what, man? Cool, huh? I don't like that Batman's so fucking thick. Does that bug you?
He's
too fucking thick.
That's the way the comic book was drawn, though.
The original comic book?
That's the way that comic book... That comic book... What the fuck?
Comic book.
That's the way that comic book...
Because he's old?
Kind of drawn. Yeah, I didn't... When he was when he came out in under disguise as that little old lady,
that was pretty cool. I don't like that shit either.
His fucking fists are like the size of hams. I don't know. I thought it was kind of cool.
I didn't like his voice, dude.
Oh yeah. Well, you can never go wrong with. I mean, Kevin Conroy is known. I mean, even when I read my comics, I got my Kevin Conroy and I think my Mark Hamill. I got them doing the whole comic. Do you have that at all?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you're reading, but you can.
You know
hear
what, dude?
The voice.
I don't like what I like about this Black Mirror book. I don't like it because it's not fucking Batman, dude.
It's Robin, right?
Yeah, it's Robin, and he's more like humorous. It's like he's not fucking serious, like fucking Batman. Yeah. Fuck you! Like he's not like angry and shit. He's more like, you know, joking. Yeah, it's more lighthearted. It's like, and then he is like people sneak up on him. Like, really? That would not happen with Batman. It's like, oh, you know, this girl was here the whole time. Oh, she was? Right? It's like, ah, man, come on.
What did you think about the chick with the Nazi symbols on her titties?
Oh, shit. That was awesome.
When I first saw it, I'm like, no way.
Yeah. I was like, no way. Is that real? Is that a girl?
Yeah.
And then, you know, Natalie, I was watching with my kids. I'm like, yeah, I got a family movie to watch with us. It wasn't family at all, dude. It was fucking violent as shit.
Oh, yeah.
And the kids loved it, though, man. They fucking loved it. And my wife was like, you know, on her phone fucking around. And she's like, is that a girl? Like, with a Nazi chick or something? I'm like, yeah, it is. And my daughter's like, ah, look at her boobies. I'm like, stop. But it was cool, man. I liked it.
Yeah.
It was fucking dark.
Superman was a little too homo looking for me. You know
what? I didn't like how, honestly, Batman wouldn't have put up a fight like that.
No, what bothered me the most when Superman's standing all heroic. I know Superdick's listening to this.
That was the worst part. He's
standing all heroic and
with his shirt open.
Yeah, shirt open all the way down to the fucking belt and the eagle lands onto his arm.
Oh, I fucking hated that.
And then it threw me off when the eagle caught the rat or the mouse.
Yeah.
And he's just like, you know, I was like, what is this? What the hell?
Dude, I hated that. Like, fuck you, dude. Superman with his shirt open. Yeah. He never is like that, right?
And his fucking Superman curls were like all the way to his fucking nose.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, god damn it. I forgot about that until now. Thanks.
I didn't think I'd ever like that Robin either.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
no.
It was a chick.
No, I didn't like it.
I don't know.
Nope.
Well, they didn't really involve her too much, but I liked that, you know, she was kind of modernizing, you know, Batman, you know, instead of like,
I didn't like it. What
was it? Instead of Turbo, it was Boost or whatever.
That was too weird for me.
Yeah. I like that he was, I just like that they made Batman the way Batman was, and to pass time, that he was a grumpy, you know, just rickety old man, just like still stone face. And I like that Catwoman was like this, like nasty. She just like fucking, you know.
Yeah, that was funny. I didn't go that way with that chick.
I didn't like Joker. I didn't particularly like the way.
I didn't like
his voice.
I hear you. You know whose voice it was? Dude from Lost. The guy that played Ben.
Lost.
No,
I didn't watch Lost. Oh,
man. Ben was a good fucking great fucking character, but it didn't work with this one, man. He should have been more fucking more overboard, right? He's too like calm.
Yeah. Well, when I was watching the whole thing, I was like, oh, okay. Well, I get they're trying to, you know, reestablish Joker as a crazy person. But when he totally sliced dude's neck open, I was like, okay, there he is.
Yeah.
And I thought he would start with the ha-has again and everything like that. But they started pumping the gas, and I was like, oh, well, that's, you know.
I loved how his story ended, though.
Yeah, that was fucking cool, man. That just I could not believe how many people he killed. I was like, holy shit, this movie, this is, goddamn, this is violent.
Yeah.
And I want to read the book now, because I think I might have been talking to Superdick, and he was like, yeah, it was fucking just as bad. I
mean, yeah.
You know what? That's why these cartoon movies are fucking awesome, because they're actually holding legit to the story. You know, they don't have a director or fucking, you know, actor to go by.
Is it a spoiler? Can we spoil this shit?
Yeah, I would say so.
Who gives a fuck? If you haven't fucking seen it, go watch it.
Yeah.
And then come back to this.
Yeah.
Dude, when he fucking dies, I was like, oh, someone finally fucking dies. And like a major character finally dies in a movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, finally it happened. And that was awesome how he died, though. Wait, what I didn't like was, so what? Batman snapped his neck to the point where he wouldn't die, but he was fucking paralyzed? That's what happened, right?
Yeah,
he's like, that's enough. Well, I'm not putting up with you no more, and you're killing. Snap.
What? And I was like, oh, well, shit. Batman. I mean, his whole thing—he was never gonna, you know, cross that line, and like,
where he'd kill.
That's always Joker. Yeah, that was always Joker's appendage. You know, like even with.
But he snapped his neck, right?
Yeah, I think he paralyzed him. I think, you know,
and then Joker. How did Joker kill himself?
Finish the job.
How did he kill him? That was bullshit, right?
I think he was just trying to look to the right, and I don't think he meant that. I thought it was awesome that I loved how Batman was so awkward with a gun.
Oh yeah.
You know, Batman can do fucking anything and everything. Batman could shoot a fucking zip line, you know, at a building fucking 3 miles away and hit the exact gargoyle,
yeah,
and be able to fly away to safety. But with a gun, he's like, oh, missed.
Yeah, dude. When I saw that, I'm like, you know, Batman doesn't shoot guns.
Yeah, and
I'm
exactly.
Like, oh, okay, he's missing. That's okay. I get it.
I love that.
And there was one other thing he did that he doesn't do normally. There was something else too.
Wear an Iron Man suit. that bat tank, that was kind of crazy, huh? The Batmobile.
Oh yeah,
it's like that big fucking monster tank.
And then they turned it over.
Yeah,
yeah. It, you know, there was some super shit about the movie, but it was also cool.
There's no way.
There was more cool stuff than shitty stuff.
Superman would have tore through that fucking.
He would have fucking destroyed him.
I like how he just stops when he puts a big fucking handprints on his chest.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you're going to die. Like, Superman's character is always going to be like, that's why I love the dynamic between those two. It's just like, never going to stop. Like,
he knows he's never going to cross the line.
They know it's never going to, they know it's always going to be a sport, because I think even Batman will never kill Superman.
Oh, yeah.
I hear that they're going to revisit the Batman Superman to, you know, not just the huge fights, but like what. Because you know how there's always some kind of animosity in the movies between Batman and Superman? Mm-hmm. They never know why. It's always just because, you know, Batman's, you know, he's going to get the job done no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Besides killing, of course. And Superman's the Boy Scout.
Yeah.
They're going to revisit to what maybe that animosity came from. You know, I think they're going to, you know, actually kind of that. There's that point A before they were Justice League. And then there's that point C where, you know, after they were Justice League, they're going to, you know, visit that point B.
Uh-huh.
So I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Superman.
Have you ever seen Justice League Frontier? New Frontier?
I don't know.
It's on Netflix. Few of them.
I've seen a few.
There's a lot of those movies. I always forget which ones I watch, but New Frontier is like all old school, like 50s. It kind of shows how a bunch of them kind of get their powers and everything like that.
Then no.
Yeah. That's a good one.
It's on Netflix?
I think it is. I saw it.
Frontier.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Justice League Frontier, New Frontier, something like that.
Oh, you know what I noticed while watching this movie? I've noticed it before, but this movie, I really fucking noticed it. Nolan took ideas from like all kinds of different stories, huh? And he threw him in if it was to his movies, especially the last one. Like at the very at the end of the fucking movie, what happened of the cartoon?
I can't remember. They
think he's dead.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it's the same fucking thing society. As the Nolan movie.
Yeah,
they think he's dead. He pulls it off at the end. You know, all the money vanished, and but this, you know, this one, the whole fucking Wayne Manor got burned down. Oh, and Alfred dies. Alfred dies, dude, and no one gives a shit. He's like, yeah, he's dead.
Alfred was definitely throwing, you know, just to the side in this movie.
Yeah. But, dude, like other fucking comics or, you know, movies that I've seen, Nolan took, like, pieces of everything and, like, mixed it together. Like, oh, shit. He just mixed everything together. Like, all the cool parts of every fucking story, he mixed it all together. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Super Dick definitely ruined the movies. Because... You know, well, I mean, even what you said too about how Ralph Garman, you know, said, okay, well, Batman's only been Batman like 5 times. You know, they never show that in between struggle or anything like that. You're never going to get that from a movie because they're not.
But I told you that. Yeah, they're not. Second one, they alluded to him fighting crime for years.
Of course. But I mean, there's never going to be enough movies to show just like the day to day stuff, you know? Yeah. So I think that's why these little movies, they kind of amend that.
Uh-huh.
Because there's so many stories and, you know, a lot of people don't read the books, you know, so they just think, okay, well, Batman's only Christian Bale or Michael Keaton or anything like that. It's never going to do it justice. So
no, I thought it was funny that you can, if you really paid attention, you could see all the fucking points that Nolan touched on.
Oh yeah. I mean, all these movies are feeding off each other. I mean, they're that's what I love, that they're actually starting to go at least a little bit more open to the idea of picking out from the books.
Yeah.
You know, like the year one book, you know, like that's what they were supposed to kind of use.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's, I mean, with DC, there's a lot more universes, you know, they have like, you know, like different planets, like different kind of Earths and everything.
I
like
that shit. I don't like that idea. Do you like that idea? Earth 1, Earth 2, all that shit. Seems kind of dumb. This is like a cop out. Like, oh, we can do what we want now. We can change it. I don't know. Whatever.
Variety.
Anyway, speaking of, Christian Bale is rumored to be on the Justice League movie. How do you feel about that?
I think that's the, well, they have to have, if they do a Justice League movie, they have to have Bruce Wayne. They can't do Robin and Batman here. So they have to do Bruce Wayne. I think it's going to be the Robert Downey Jr. aspect. You know, I was reading that Robert Downey Jr. or Iron Man, they kind of want to, because Robert Downey Jr. doesn't want to do it forever. And I think I was reading they want to kind of like James Bond it, you know, like just couple different more actors.
I don't like that shit. Don't you get bugged by that?
I don't. I've never seen James Bond, so I mean, it seems to work.
That's not what I'm talking about. The concept of like new actors doing it over. Yeah.
But the thing is, I mean, you never know what Justice League is going to bring, because it almost seems like if you have Christian Bale next to, you know, like what's this dude's name, the guy from Superman.
Henry Cavill?
Henry Cavill. I mean, the star power is going to be fucking all over the place, you know, with the Avengers. I mean, at least, you know, Robert Downey Jr. kind of was in the same league as, you know, like, I can't remember, Mark Ruffalo and Jeremy Renner and Samuel Jackson. I mean, with these ones, I mean, it's going to be fucking Christian Bale up here, you know, top headlining, and the other guys are going to be like.
But has Mark Ruffalo, Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., Sam Jackson, have they won Oscars?
I don't know.
No, I don't think they have. Has Christian Bale? Yes, he has.
Has he?
Fuck yeah, he did.
For what?
The Fighter. The Brother.
That's a good movie. Huh? It's a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Good movie.
He won. He's a fucking Academy Award winner, dude.
I definitely would love to see him in another Batman movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they'll bring him back because, I mean, if Nolan is...
It's got to be like a prequel, right?
It would have to be because, I mean, how do you bring... If Nolan's doing it or involved with it, I mean, Nolan's so into his continuity and story and everything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you going to end it with Batman... The way they seemed they ended Dark Knight Rises was that was it for Christian Bale's character. Or just that was it for Batman, you know? Right. Like, Bruce Wayne is done with Batman.
Yeah.
So the only way they can bring him back is if, you know, they do a whole thing with Robin kind of giving up the cowl and doing his own thing. Or if he just, you know, stays a cop or anything like that, you know, because...
Or if it's like a kind of like a Dark Knight Returns type deal where he's older. But or that, would that make any sense?
No, because
you know what I mean? He comes back.
You'll have like a young crew of like, you know, because I mean, even if they were to stay with what's his name? Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern. That's what I was hearing that they were going to do is they're going to keep, you know, Reynolds as Lantern and Henry Cavill as Superman and, you know, kind of build the other stories that they weren't going to do the individual stories like Avengers, that they were going to kind of, you know, do mini stories of how the other people, you know, because Wonder Woman, if my history is correct, she's just an Amazonian. So those are her powers instilled to her.
Uh-huh.
The Flash, I don't know how he gets his powers, but he just runs fast. So, I mean, really, do you need a movie for that?
Yeah.
You know, they didn't give a movie to Hawkeye, you know, so.
He doesn't have any powers. Yeah, shoots an arrow.
He shoots an arrow. Like,
wah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm out of arrows, you know.
Yeah. Have you seen that meme?
Yeah.
It's like, you got 18 arrows. Yeah, well, that's 18 of those people you got to fight. Whatever he said.
Have you seen the Saturday Night Live episode?
Uh-uh.
Jeremy Renner, I think, hosts it. And they have the whole fucking, they do like a Avengers scene. He's like, oh, well, I'm out of arrows. I'm going to go home now. He's like, that's all you brought? He's like, yeah. That's as many as my, you know, pack carries.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to go home now. And they're like, well, you know, why did they keep the Black Widow? And she's like all sexified. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's why.
I thought about it, too. What does she do?
Yeah.
She like infiltrates shit, but then what?
Then she's sexy. That's,
yeah. And then she sucks. What? She sucks?
Sucks me.
All right. What else I got here? Oh. Let's change a little topic here. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Lito, I got questions, man.
Uh-huh.
Megan Fox, how do you feel?
I don't like it. I don't like it.
It's fucking bullshit, she's right?
Horrible.
Megan Fox is April O'Neil.
I hope she's not April O'Neil. I hope she ends up being like a...
Oh, she's not going to be? I thought she was.
No, I hope.
I thought she was signed on for her.
I hope fucking Christian Bale blows her up or something like that. I mean, not Christian. I'm sorry. Michael Bay.
Michael Bolton.
I hope something changes, dude. I don't like her as that.
Yeah.
They have so many fucking other options. I mean, why do I keep on thinking Christian Bale? April O'Neil is like this white chick, and she's like, you know, short haired, and she's not Megan Fox. That's definitely for sure. Megan Fox, she's too like bony and just she's too rigid
and too ditzy.
Yeah, she's too sharp. You know,
isn't O'Neil like a smart chick?
Yeah, and she's not definitely. She doesn't look like a goddamn teenager.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just can't see her in a fucking. I mean, it's the
brunette hair. Who would you have the best April O'Neil?
I was thinking about that too.
Yeah.
Sexy fight, I'd probably think like Katy Perry or something like that.
Katy Perry, fuck yourself, dude.
I would like to see.
She's
that.
Not an actress.
Okay, well,
an actress, real actress,
an actress,
someone that can be fucking
someone
serious.
That can hold the chops.
Yeah.
You know who I was even thinking is that chick from
Don't say Jessica Biel.
No. Not Horseface. What's her name? The chick that was Mystique and she's Hunger Games?
Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
She's too young, no?
Well, they're Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I mean.
But she's not a teenager.
Yeah, well, she's not a teenager, but she's not like. I mean,
she's
I don't think.
Fucking,
they,
she's like a 30-year-old.
I don't think. April O'Neil's not. I don't think they're trying to portray. I mean, well, obviously they're not trying to portray her as like a 30-year-old because they got Megan Fox.
She's 30, isn't she?
In real life, I mean,
27. I don't know.
Also, on top of that, and if you really think about it, 90210 had that 30-year-old guy. He was a teenager.
let's think about this really hard and long and hard.
Long and hard.
A girl. Okay, she's got to be a blondie, right?
Like I think a dirty blonde, like maybe. Yeah,
Jennifer Aniston. I'm just kidding.
No, that's way
I'm
too old. Way too old. Way too old. And I don't know.
Okay, dirty blonde.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Fuck yourself.
She'd be
she's like
Splinter.
50. Just Splinter. Dirty blonde, like around 30. Attractive, but not too thin.
I would say younger than 30.
And smart enough to pull it off.
Blake Lively.
Who's that?
The chick from Savages?
No, not her, dude.
She's too
blonde.
No, she's awesome, dude.
She's an idiot.
She was also in.
She's retarded.
She was smart in Green Lantern.
She was in that.
Yeah,
I never saw that movie.
She's the main whore. I mean, girl.
I never seen it.
She was awesome in that. Yeah, what about?
I can't think of nobody.
There's also like Amber Heard.
Blake Lively. Oh.
Yeah.
I like her.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, let's go with her.
Naked.
She's good. I like her.
Yeah.
Good job, Lito. You solved the case.
Can we still keep Sarah Jessica Parker as a Splinter? It'd be so awesome if they did.
No makeup.
Yeah, no makeup. Just put like, you know, pointy ears on her.
Oh, here's my problem with the fucking turtles, man. I thought about this. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They're not fucking ninjas, dude. They are not ninjas. Have you seen the movies? They don't sneak up on people. They're like, hey, dude, what's up, man? Ah, pizza. They're not fucking quiet. They're loud as fuck. They don't shut their mouths. They do wisecracks the whole time. They don't sneak up on shit. Everyone knows they're coming. You know what I'm saying? They're not ninjas at all, and it bugs the shit out of me.
But that's after they were discovered.
No. Hey, dude, get them! They're not secretive. They're totally out in the open.
They are talking turtles. You know that, right?
They talk a lot of shit. They are not ninjas. That's all I'm saying.
Come on, don't ruin Ninja
Turtles,
man.
Dude, their fighting styles are horrible. They're not good fighters.
Oh, I forgot they're the part when you became weak. A ninja expert. You must have downloaded that app, huh?
Dude, watch the original movie again, and you tell me they're ninjas.
The original movie is so fucking cool, man. I saw
they're so corny.
I saw it a long time ago, and it's so fucking cool because it's dark and it's like gritty and needy gritty.
But it's cheesy as shit.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
What
you, they're not
Teenage
ninjas.
Mutant Ninja
they're
Turtles,
not
yeah.
ninjas, though. Take that word out. The new movie is going to be called Teenage Alien Turtles. That's it.
Oh, I hope they don't stay with that fucking story.
They're going to, right?
No.
Michael Bay, man.
I think he wrote that story and someone got a hold of it and it went online and everyone just like, no, fuck you, Bay.
Do you go change
blow
it now?
You up. Oh, fuck yeah. If he wants to make any kind of money off of this movie, he's going to have to change
People
it.
Will still go, dude. Even
Nerds are
fucking aliens.
Oh, I'd still go.
Yeah, I know you will. See?
I won't pay
You're
for it,
You're part of the problem, not the solution.
I won't pay for it, though.
How?
I'll sneak in.
No, you won't. I'll pay for Les Miserables and I'll go see Turtles.
Les Miserables. I heard that movie won a couple Oscars or something, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It must have been the great dialogue. Because I'm prisoner 453.
10324.
Will you come with me?
Dude, I want to see it. Am I gay for that? Gay or nay? Am I
yes.
gay?
Yes.
I want to see it. What, dude, that chick fucking kills it as far as I'm concerned.
And
Hathaway?
Spider,
from what I've seen, she kills the fuck out of it. The previews only, I'm saying.
Yeah.
She kills it, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, how can, based on a preview, I want to cry? She killed it.
Like a bitch.
Like a bitch. Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm going to fucking stand by this. When you got kids, you turn into a little bitch. Something happens inside you where you become more emotional. I'm telling you right now. You just
wait. I was watching something yesterday and it fucking hit me, dude.
What?
And I was like, oh God, no.
What was I watching?
What was I watching, dude? I was watching something yesterday and it fucking hit me and I was like, oh no. Keep it together. What was I watching? Fuck. I'll think of it.
Was it Friends?
No. It was like a like it was kind of like they're reuniting with somebody and what was it? God damn. It was on TV.
That means it's real.
I don't remember.
All right, next up I got here is Iron Man 3. Little, you saw the trailer?
I did. Did you see it after all?
I didn't watch it again.
You didn't watch it
again?
Let
me pause it again.
Oh, man, we got to watch it.
We will rewatch it.
Yeah.
And I'll be right back. Little, what did we just see?
All right. I cannot wait. I've seen the preview a few times on my phone and my iPad, and the speakers on them, I have just found out, do not do them justice. Watching it on a big-ass screen, high def, with the headphones on my ears, and, you know,
whoa. Oh. It's still on somehow. Okay, continue.
It sounds fucking amazing. I cannot wait. I was on a website and IGN.com. They take trailers and they kind of break them off piece by piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they saw 20 minutes of the movie and they're like, dude, this movie is going to kick fucking ass. Like the whole thing is like you got the Mandarin played by Ben Kingsley. Mm-hmm. Did you hear the way he was like doing his voice? Like, today I will. It's very guttural.
Like Barack Obama?
Yeah, it's very... No, I didn't
you would not
hear,
see me coming?
Yeah, it's very, very guttural. Very, very just... It seems like it's very just poignant. Like, just... It seemed, I like the way they brought that out. And it seems like Iron Man is in some big trouble this time.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the suits blowing up and fucking more suits coming out. And, you know, if they got... At the end, they have the Hulkbuster suit.
Which is
a big fucking... It's basically the suit that Iron Man built in case he ever... It's his contingency plan against the Hulk. So you know if he's going to bring out that big gun, then there's going to be some massive fucking, you know, conflicts going on.
Uh-huh.
Especially with all those other suits flying in. That just fucking looks cool as fuck.
Yeah.
You can never go wrong with more fucking armor. So.
Then why doesn't he always have that on?
Just always
Why
have
does it always wear the Hulkbuster? Yeah.
You know
what I mean?
That always comes in. I mean, why doesn't, you know, if someone's fighting Superman, why don't they get them a piece of, you know, Kryptonian rock? You know, if somebody's fighting Batman, why don't they just bring a gun?
Speaking of Superman, oh, yeah, I just thought about this, dude. The fucking Dark Knight Returns Part 2. Mm-hmm. Superman takes the atom bomb up into space, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it blows him up. Why are his clothes still fucking existing?
Duh.
Do you know why?
It's all shrapnel. It's like, yeah, it's like, hello, you can I didn't even know he can regenerate like that. Like, I know the sun fucking, you know, helps him with his powers and everything like
that. He absorbs the sun for energy.
Exactly. Like,
he's so
like,
he's if like the a big atom plant. Bomb blows up, he absorbed all the atomic energy, correct? Mm-hmm. Which is why he looked all fucking shrinked up or shriveled up. Then what? He went to some different planet? What the fuck was that?
No, he was on Earth.
Are you sure?
Yeah, where like all the plants and the flowers and everything like that. Wasn't he fell back to Earth, didn't he?
Are you sure?
I think he fell back to Earth.
That wasn't like a different planet he was blown onto?
I think he fell back to the Earth.
Really?
Yeah.
That confused me then. Yeah. And he absorbed like all the fucking...
He absorbed all the life forms around him. Exactly. The plants and everything like that. That was kind of cool.
That was cool.
I didn't think he could do that.
We got to consult Super Dick on this.
Yeah, exactly. Super Dick!
He was supposed to be here tonight. Asshole!
Dickhead. Fuck you.
I thought that was... But why didn't his clothes blow off? Is there a reason?
Because... I mean, it's a cartoon movie. You can't really show Super Dick, you know?
Oh, boy. That kind of bugged me. Like, all right, dickhead. Yeah. And he even gets, like, burned by Batman, like, exploded. And, like, why don't his clothes burn off?
He's just walking around with shreds of fucking clothes. I don't think... Yeah, I just don't see Superman having, like, a briefcase all the time around him, you know?
A briefcase.
You know, just changes of tights.
Anyway, so, you know, I've thought about this before. And recently, Peterson has brought it up on the interwebs.
Peterson?
That, why do the Iron Man suits change every fucking movie? And I've thought about this myself, even with Spider-Man. Why did the fucking suit change every movie he's in? Why do they gotta change it every time? Have you noticed that? Spider-Man's suit is now changing again. It looks more... Like the
comic,
original.
Like the ultimate comic. Well, it's got the white eye.
Right. The white, big white eyes.
Yeah, and I think that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, I like it too. Why do they keep changing suits?
Think about all the fucking nerd assholes out there that are just like, we want more. I mean, I think it works with Iron Man because Iron Man has so many fucking backup suits that, you know what, he can change to another.
In the comic
another,
book.
Yeah, in the comic book. Mythos. Books, yeah. He's got so many. I mean, it showed it in a preview. It showed his fucking armor full of. I mean, his when that bottom
armory.
His armory. I guess it showed. You know, opened up and it's got all the different suits under there. So with Iron Man, it works. You know, it's not just a marketing play to make more toys, even though they have the perfect excuse.
Yeah.
Whereas Spider Man, I think it's more or less just to please the fanboy because you know.
What about
this movie was great, but you know, I
War
really
Machine.
Wish he had. War Machine?
Wasn't he all like all fucking super ass?
See, that's another thing. Iron Patriot, that's
is that what that is?
That's who the Star Spangled, you know, Iron Man suit.
Why is Don Cheadle Iron Patriot now?
Wait a minute. Iron Patriot is not even War Machine. In the comic books, Iron Patriot is Norman Osborn. Norman Osborn makes a group called the Dark Avengers, and it consists, I mean, basically he turns the public eye into it's a bunch of villains, but they do good things so they can look good to the public. They got Dark Wolverine, which is Dokken. It's Wolverine's son.
Ugh.
And they got who else they have
Dark Wolverine.
Yeah. They have like a Dark Beast, and you know, it's basically just a bunch of, you know, villains that Dark Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
No, well, they're actually
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man. Oh. They actually have them in the regular attire, but they're just, you know, goofing on. I mean, they're you know, trying to make the public look like they're good guys, but they're really doing bad things.
Okay.
You know? So, anyways, Norman Osborn, he's Iron Patriot.
Green Goblin?
Yeah, he's Green Goblin.
Okay.
In the new Marvel, well, I mean, not the new Marvel, but I mean, now the whole universe. Is not just, you know, the Spider-Man universe, the X-Men universe, the Iron Man universe, the Avengers. Now it's everything's fucking brought together. I mean, in the Death of Spider-Man comic books, Spider-Man, he's a teenager and he lives with Iceman and the Human Torch. So you got X-Men and Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, it just makes it really, really cool, you know? Like, remember that one comic book I bought and I posted the picture up? It was Fantastic Four, but it wasn't Thing, Miss Fantastic or Invisible Woman. And it was Hulk, Wolverine, Ghost Rider, and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
They do variants like that all the time. Excuse me. So, right now, they're just bringing Iron Patriot into, oh, this looks good.
So, they're fucking it then. Will Superdick be mad about this?
Superdick?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I'm kind of upset by it. But, are I mean, you? They can't. It makes sense because, you know, War Machine, he's America's superhero. So, they're now stamping him as American superhero. So, I mean, that's the change that Peterson was talking about. Obviously, you can't have War Machine 2.0 because War Machine, always in the comic books, he's the same, you know, gray and black, you know, looking tones.
Mm-hmm.
So with this one, they're like, okay, well, let's give him a paint job and call him Iron Patriot. That's the thing. There's no real answer until you actually see the movie.
Right.
You know, because who knows if all those iron, you know, the suits are really, you know, Tony Stark's. They might be somebody else because they also have that other dude. What's his name? Guy Pierce.
Yeah.
He's also another inventor too. So there might be something going on with that.
Guy Pierce.
Yeah. Well, and then too, like, why would they bring out the Hulkbuster if they're just finding the Mandarin, which is really just a guy with 10 power rings?
You elevated past my nerdiness level that I understand. You're in a whole different dimension.
Mandarin.
You're on fucking Earth 3 of my nerdiness level.
Mandarin, his special power, he's got a ring for each finger.
Mm-hmm.
And each ring controls some kind of, like one is fire, one is ice, one controls time. Like they all do different things. Yeah, exactly. He's Captain Planet. He doesn't even fuck with the Planeteers. He is.
Why is he called Mandarin?
Because in the book he's Asian, and this one he's Ben Kingsley.
Well, that's Asian. He's Indian. Heyo.
He's Indian.
Yeah.
What? Because of the bun he has on?
No, isn't Ben Kingsley Indian? He played Gandhi, for Christ's sake.
Did he?
Fuck yeah, he did.
I don't remember.
You dummy. What's the matter with you?
I don't watch dumb movies like that.
I haven't seen it either, but he played Gandhi.
I didn't know that. That's
and Gandhi
crazy.
Is Asian, or Indians are Asian, right? It's part of Asia.
Oh, here comes the technicalities.
I don't know, dude. What the fuck you want from me? Just take it as the gospel. Anyway, that one looks pretty fucking good, man. Again, we will have to watch it and have another nerd episode. Consensing. What? Come forth. Pressed. That. I don't know. You know what? Here's my plan. I hope it comes into fruition. Oh, fancy word. I hope it's you, me, Super Dick, and the badass Gaddis, Forrest.
Forrest?
Because he has showed interest in coming on and doing a nerd show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. I invited him, and he's like, I can't do it this weekend. He wanted to, but he was stuck with the kids. But
like a bitch.
That would be awesome, dude, to have that guy come on.
Yeah.
And to show his fucking,
his nerdiness.
Point of view.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know what? It's funny how, like, some people are, you know, like hardcore nerds, man. You never would have known, you know, like the perfect fucking example. That one chick that we had on what was her name?
We got her on too.
MacGyver. What was her name? That one chick,
Nico. Yeah.
She was fucking and like
she was like the most nerdy ever. And out of anybody.
You know what's funny is that nerdy is not just one thing. Is like not she was like fucking Dungeons and Dragons nerdy. Like I've never encountered that. Like they have that show, The King of the Nerds. I fell off of it. You know, I was like, you know, it's all right.
Yeah.
But I imagine that like being us. You know, like, you know, there's the video game nerd, the comic nerd, the music nerd.
Yeah.
And then you got Dungeons and Dragons girl over here. Like, you know,
she transcends all.
Yeah, she's talking about her 16-sided dice. I'm like, whoa.
He lost me.
Nerd.
He lost me at 12-sided dice. Yeah. All right, Leto.
That'll be fine.
Next up is Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Hey, baby, I want to fuck.
I want to get married.
I want to kill!
Put those together and you have Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Sorry.
Did that tickle your fancy?
It's...
It sounded like it did.
You know what? It's, it doesn't get old for me. I'm sorry. Lito, what do you got? Fuck, Marry, Kill. All
right.
As you yawn.
Sorry. I got...
Yes?
This is going to be a hairy situation for you.
A hairy situation? Uh-oh.
Yeah. Magnum P.I. Tom Selleck.
Oh, boy. I like it.
Of course, in that infamous pose with the shirt open.
Dousing himself with water.
Exactly.
Okay.
Ron Jeremy.
Oh, shit.
And Harry of the Hendersons.
Harry. Harry the Hendersons. All right. Oh, shit. Oh, man, that's a good one.
So you get the mustache.
Tom Selleck.
You got the hair sweater.
The dick.
You got the hair sweater with the enormous dick.
Ron Jeremy and Harry.
Of the Hendersons.
Oh, man. of Henderson's fame.
Which is basically, I don't know if you know everyone out there knows who Harry and the Hendersons is if they want to do a quick Google. A lot of people don't.
Think so? He's the fucking Yeti.
Yeah, Bigfoot.
Yeah, same thing.
No.
Wait, is Yeti in the snow?
Yes.
Okay. Bigfoot, the mountainous guy. I don't know.
The one that lives in the forestous region.
Okay.
Told you it was going to be a hairy situation.
Tom Selleck.
I'm talking about, you know, the peak of Selleck.
Yes.
Know?
No, his best looking days.
Yeah.
Dude, I got to marry Tom Selleck.
This is right before Mr. Baseball.
I got to marry Tom Selleck. Absolutely. Eddie Gears would get jealous of me because he likes Tom Selleck.
No way.
He's got the dude. He's got.
Oh, that's right. He's got the poster on
his wall.
Oh.
I've seen it. He's got the Tom Selleck poster on his wall.
On his wall or on his
dousing himself with water.
Oh, he's got
with
the
fucking red, Ferrari.
Oh, that's
Ferrari in the background.
That's exactly where I fucking got it. I remember somebody had that poster.
So I will marry Tom Selleck, dude. Tom Selleck's an attractive guy. I gotta tell you.
That good looking mustache, dude. Man.
That mustache is fucking... It's unprecedented. And I will fuck Ron Jeremy for sure because of his huge cock. You have to, right?
You think if you're fucking him in the ass because of the...
No,
the
he'd motion? Fuck me.
Okay, well...
He's got a big dick.
That's true. I mean...
Why would I fuck him if he's got such a big dick?
Probably come out your mouth.
I gotta take it. I'll take everything. Dude, it's a one-time deal.
There's a lot to take, dude.
It's a one-time deal. I'm going all the way.
How did he become so... Let me go ahead and sidetrack this.
Yes.
How the fuck did he become so famous?
He's ugly, huh?
It does not do for me when I'm watching his movies. I'm saying...
the old ones?
Oh, yeah, dude. I've seen...
Wasn't he thin?
I didn't watch that old.
I saw a picture of him, and he was pretty fucking thin. Okay. Recently, I saw a picture. I don't even know how I saw it, but I saw a picture of him real fucking thin, and I'm like, oh, shit, he was thin.
He's still fugly, though.
Yeah.
He looked just like Chewbacca.
Was his dick that big?
I don't remember. It's not coming to my head.
You know, I haven't seen a video with him in it.
Let me go ahead and put up my phone real quick.
Are you really?
No.
Show me a video of him.
What, do I look like you?
Go for it.
Looking up assholes? Assholes and dicks.
I've never seen Ron Jeremy's dick, but I've heard stories about
it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's in your search history.
You want to try it?
Liar.
You want to look at it right now?
No, I'm good.
Want to check it out?
No.
Let's check it out real quick. Here we go.
Let the record show I'm not looking at the screen.
Oh, fuck yourself. Yes, you are. Okay, yes, let's go ahead and look at, let's see.
I can't believe we're going to look up Ron Jeremy's dick.
Oh, fuck yeah, we are.
Yay or nay? Yes.
I can't see what I'm looking at.
You can't see what he's looking at. He's going to get closer to the screen.
Wait, let me.
I can imagine your search history is like,
Let me put, forget all his, just never dicks. Remember history. Okay, there we go. All right. Ron, Jeremy.
You porn?
Take it forever, dude.
It's kind of weird.
You want to look at a young or old Ron Jeremy?
We're now watching porno on the Danger Hour.
Oh, boy. Look at Fat Ron Jeremy. Fat Ron Jeremy right there. Let's get him. There he goes.
Oh, this is not going to be good.
Hold on. Here we go. There he goes. Oh, boy. He's gross, dude.
What was that? What was that?
I don't know.
What was that? Why is this audio coming out like that?
I don't know.
Is the speed slow down?
They can't hear this, I think, but it's like, rah, rah. Oh, my boobs are gonna bouncing around.
Do you want me to come on your boobies? Did Ron Jeremy just say that?
He did.
And Houston, we've got liftoff.
Let's look at his dick now. It's not that big, man. It's not that big at all.
So weird right now. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Ah, he's gross, dude.
That was just weird.
Dude, he's not that big. He's pretty small. You think he's big?
I don't know. Maybe back in the day they thought that was big.
I don't know, dude.
I don't think there was a lot of black porn back in the day.
He's
too,
fucking
too.
Gross, man. He's well, very yeah. fucking gross.
He's only, I mean,
oh, Christ.
He's a haircut away from Chewbacca, so.
Wait, am I done with my fuck, marry, kill?
No, you're not.
I'm not?
No, you wanted to see his dick first.
Oh, that's right. Wait, was I?
No, you didn't. You said you just take it from him.
Okay.
Oh,
wait,
No. Okay. By process of elimination. So you would fuck Ron Jeremy.
He'd fuck me.
He'd fuck you.
In my asshole.
And
I would marry
Tom Selleck.
Fuck yeah. Marry Tom Selleck. And I would kill, Bigfoot. I would kill Bigfoot and I would collect the reward money for killing Bigfoot.
What reward money?
What the fuck are you talking about? If you killed Bigfoot, somebody would pay you money for his fucking body.
All he wanted was love.
Oh, suck a dick. It doesn't matter. I would have killed him and I would get the reward. And I'd live happily ever after with Tom Selleck. In our mansion in Malibu. That's all I'm saying.
Magnum P.I. Imagine that mustache ride.
Oh, yes, I do. I mean, no, I haven't. All right, Little, here's yours.
He'd be brooming your butthole.
Was that really a sci-fi / nerdy one?
Harry and Henderson was.
Yeah, I think that kind of saved
it. I'm pretty sure I remember.
That kind of saved it, barely.
Yeah. Tom Selleck was in, let's see what he was in.
Nothing.
Three Man and a Little Baby, and I'm pretty sure in that movie they had a comic
book. And Steve Guttenberg was in Short Circuit. Okay, come back around.
Oh, I got yeah.
it. Good for you. Here we go. Here's mine.
Ted Danson, you Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson was in Natural Born Killers. Then Ronnie Dangerfield was in not Groundhog. What's that movie with Bill Murray?
Oh,
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack.
And Bill Murray was a Ghostbuster. So yes, it is nerdy.
That's seven degrees of nerd. Good for you. Okay, here we go. Lito, your fuck, marry, kill is the Toxic Avenger.
Toxie.
Jabba the Hutt.
Okay.
And Gollum.
Gollum, not Smeagol?
No, the little fucking Smeagol is before he got possessed by the ring.
All
right,
so this is what I would do. I would kill Jabba. I would marry Toxie. I would kill Jabba just because he looks so cool to kill him. He's like, you know?
Yeah.
I would marry Toxie because he's an Avenger. He's out there to clean up the streets.
But he's fucking gross. You got to fuck him. You're his wife. You don't care?
No.
Oh boy, he's gonna ravage you with his toxic dick.
Exactly. Well, and then he's got that eyeball that he never would know what he's looking at, so it's always got that surprise element.
Yeah.
And then I would marry what was the other one?
Marry Toxic.
No, I would fuck Gollum, because it'd be like a threesome. Gollum and Smeagol.
You said
I would kill Jabba.
That's right.
Marry Toxie, and be in a threesome with Gollum and Smeagol. Right?
Aren't they the same person?
Technically. I mean,
why would you fuck him though?
Yeah, it's more of a dominance issue.
Yeah, I know.
That I have.
You'd be like, I got the fucking cock ring. That's my ring. You want it?
Here's my precious.
Dirty.
That was an easy one.
Yeah, that was easy.
Too easy. Too easy.
Too easy.
Too easy.
It was too easy.
This is too easy and this is 2X.
Are we getting like kind of over this topic? The fuck, marry, kill thing? Isn't it like done? It's easy, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think what we need to start doing, and I was thinking about it, that we need to start doing, like, instead of the whole like weirdos and just creepy fucks.
Like hot chicks?
Yeah, like hot chicks.
I thought about that.
Or dudes. Well, no, hot chicks.
I'll give you, okay, let me give one right now. Here's what I was going to give you earlier.
Okay.
But then I'm like, we don't do that that easy.
All right.
Okay. Catwomen. Michelle Pfeiffer. Halle Berry. Anne Hathaway.
Well, it's the obvious who I'd kill.
Who?
Halle Berry.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
As a Catwoman.
No, you're crazy.
As a Catwoman, no.
No.
As a Catwoman.
No, you're crazy.
No. Trust
no,
me.
No, not based on Catwoman skills, based on who you'd fuck, marry, or kill.
Oh, are we talking? All right, then.
Yes, dickhead.
So, I would.
Halle Berry's hot as fuck.
Wait. I would marry Anne Hathaway.
Why?
Because she is awesome. Anne Hathaway.
She got that horse teeth, though.
No, I like that.
Bit of a horse face. No. If you ask me.
Don't ruin it. Don't super dick. Or
it's true.
Is that what we're calling it?
Super dick.
Don't super dick Anne Hathaway for me.
Okay.
Please.
Horse face. Anyway.
You're a horse face.
With her short hair, a horse face. That's all I'm saying. Dude, in that movie, she was pretty hot though. The Dark Knight Rises. Or was it Rises?
Oh, yeah,
Returns? Man. What the fuck's it called?
What about Love and Other Drugs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Oh boy!
All right, so I'd marry her just mm-hmm. because she seems smart enough to have a conversation with, but freaky enough to put in any other holes.
Got it.
I would. I would fick Halle Berry.
Oh yes.
I would ask her to put on the old costume she had on from the Flintstones, because that's what did it for me originally.
I do not remember that.
And then I tell her to bust out the lines from Monster Balls. And tell her to tell me, make me feel good. Just make me feel good.
She's fucking hot, dude.
Oh, yeah. Ridiculous.
Oh, God.
And then Michelle Pfeiffer, she's past her prime.
Yeah. That was an easy one.
I'd still give it to her before I'd kill her, though.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
It's against the rules.
Okay, fine.
You got to kill her first, then fuck her.
Okay. That's what I said. Well, no, I'd kill her, then fuck
her. See, these are too easy if they're hot chicks. It's too easy.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You married Anne Hathaway because she's the youngest one, right?
Yeah.
That's why.
That's because it's the
Dude, but Halle Berry is hot as fuck in her heyday. God damn it.
See her in Swordfish?
Oh jeez. Oh yes.
Oh yes.
Oh yes.
There's also I heard she's coming back for X-Men.
Yeah.
Days of Future Past. It'd be kind of cool.
Is she the oldest one, that's why? Characters, I mean? Like, Storm is the oldest one? Is that true?
One of the oldest ones, yeah.
I don't fucking know. What do I know? I'm a dummy.
Anyway.
All right. Now it's time for I Fancy That. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's I Fancy That.
Fancy.
Lito. What or who do you fancy?
I fancy my employee discount at my mall. I love it, man. I take my lunch and I love going to a place and they're like, oh, here you go. Employee discount. And it's like, cha-ching. You know, I meant to spend $4 on something and like, oh, there you go, a dollar. Like I went to Auntie M's yesterday.
What's that, Auntie M's?
It's like a pretzel place.
Isn't
it's like
Auntie what's a Annie's?
Auntie, is it? Auntie Annie? Well, I don't know what it is.
Auntie M's? What are you fucking? Who's that?
Auntie M! Auntie M!
Who's Auntie M?
From Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, you dummy. Auntie M.
Just call, oh. just call me Dorothy. So I went to Auntie Annie's.
Annie's? Annie.
Okay, Auntie Annie's.
Something like that. Yeah, you're right.
And I bought a strawberry lemonade, which was lovely, by the way.
Uh-huh. Was it that faggy one you had this night?
Tonight? No, that's a different faggy strawberry lemonade.
What's it called?
Hubert's? Hubert's lemonade?
Hubert's strawberry lemonade.
You leave
and it. The fucking lemon's winking at you.
You know what's funny? The bottle says, made with passion. Now, what's it say? Made with passion. Something else, gay and lemon. It says, made with passion, hope, and lemons.
Passion, hope are the first ingredients.
And then I was like, this is bullshit. No, it's not. I looked at the ingredients. High fructose syrup, lemons. And I'm like, oh, this is bullshit. There's no hope in there.
Yeah,
hope. Not even a piece. Anyways, so I went to that Auntie Annie's.
Uh-huh.
And went something I was going to spend $3.54. And they're like, oh, it's only a dollar because you work here in the mall. I'm like, yes.
That's a big discount.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Fuji Girl. Hey! They gave me a discount off there. You know? Lids across the way. They're pretty cool and they like give me their discount. So like a hat, which is like usually $32-$33. They said I can get it for like $21.
What?
Yeah. It's fucking awesome.
Is there any place in that mall that has beer?
Target.
Is it like a round table?
No.
Target
sells beer there.
It's not like draft beer.
Oh no. They're building a TGI Friday. It won't be open for May. So
it would be in the mall?
Yeah, it's gonna be in the mall.
Huh.
Yeah. So hopefully. Well, when I used to work at my other shopping center, there was a TGI Friday. They used to give us 10% off, but they didn't give it all the beer.
You ever been to work drunk?
No. I had beers for lunch, but I didn't get drunk or anything.
I gotta
like that.
Do that this fucking job. I got to.
You
I
have
done
to.
It. I haven't done it yet.
No?
I gotta go drunk one day.
I've never done that.
I've been drunk at other jobs. Many other jobs.
Well, when you're a bartender, don't you have to be drunk?
Oh, that's
well,
a given.
Yeah, I mean,
dude, I was drunk at my
butterfly ass.
My shuttle driving job. I was drunk driving people.
What?
I was drunk as shit, for it. Dude. You don't know the story?
No, I don't know that story.
I stayed up with Gas Boy and Eddie Gears. So we were drinking one night, and I didn't know this at the time, but they were purposely keeping me up late as fuck so I can be drunk as shit for work. On purpose!
Not for the anal penetration.
Good friends, huh? Great friends. Anyways, so they let me go finally at 4 a.m. I started at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh,
so I go to work drunk as shit, and this girl I used to know worked there. She's like, hey, you look like shit, dude. I'm like, I'm fucking drunk. Are you serious? So they give me the keys to the shuttle. I was like, where's my first customers going? I'm chewing gum, right? And you know, I'm going to like Diamond Bar from Hazina Heights, which is the drive.
Yeah.
So I'm driving and I start fucking falling asleep at the intersection.
Like, no way.
It's a red light. I'm passing out. The customer fucking taps my shoulder. Light's green. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, good. Dude, it was embarrassing. A little bit later, I'm driving back, and I start falling asleep driving in the center of the fucking road. Like, the bumps in the middle of the road. And then I hear, like, it's an Asian guy. Oh, what happened? I'm like, oh, you see that dog? What dog? He ran in the middle of the street.
What dog? It looked good.
I swore to avoid him. Yeah, right. Model citizen.
Yeah, I know.
I've been drunk at a few jobs, man.
Never going to fucking take a ride with you anymore.
Oh, boy. It was awesome. not now. That's my younger days. I'm a good guy now. Anyway, are you done?
What was I saying? What are we doing? Oh, fancy that.
Oh, yeah, your customer satisfaction.
So I fancy my employee discount. And I fancy that.
And here's what I fancy. I fancy hot. Wait, that's nothing to do with nerdy shit.
I didn't know we were doing like a straight on nerd show.
You fucking idiot.
All right, so I fancy.
Do you get your employee discount at nerd related areas?
At GameStop.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, that works.
I got it at GameStop. Bastards only give me 10%. Faggots.
All right, here's my my nerd fancy. I fancy hot cosplayers online.
Online.
Facebook per se, that have their portfolios online. Dude, have you seen these girls?
Yes.
Did you get the text I sent you? The chick dresses Jade?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holy shit. You never got back to me about that.
Didn't I?
No.
Oh.
What'd you think?
Yeah, Asian.
Really? She wasn't Asian?
Was she?
No.
Have you seen, there's a Mortal Kombat commercial, and it's like real life Kitana and Melina for the PlayStation Vita.
Really?
Those ones are pretty cool, too. Yeah.
This is a real chick, though, dude. Like a real normal fucking chick.
These are, these are real chicks, too, because they you can link to the commercials have like they did a whole fucking search for these two chicks because they're that fucking, I mean, you know, when nerd people fucking hook onto something that's relatable and it's hot, they do the, they, to the internets, you know,
this
and they
find
out
one
who
of
these
them,
chicks
though.
Are.
There has to be one of them. She's so fucking hot.
Yeah.
It has to be one of those girls. You got to look it up. We got to verify this. This chick is smoking, dude.
Smoking hot.
Yes. She's got... I'll post the photos. I will do it.
Quit being a faggot and go dress up with me for Cosplay Con. We'll be the Teenage Mutant.
I'll be Melina
Katana. We'll be the Teenage Mutant, since we can't be ninjas, Teenage Mutant Turtles. All right? I already told you. I already got my... I'm going to start my Master Shredder or... I'm gonna start my Shredder costume pretty soon.
I'll be Casey Jones.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should do it. Though. Could be a faggot.
I'm not buff enough.
Oh, come on.
I'll put muscles under my shirt.
You're sexy like the way you are.
Oh, thank you.
Could be a faggot. Go dress up with me. Come on.
Don't be a fag. Put on makeup and let's
no,
go.
No, I don't want no one to make fun of me while I drive
over
there.
Let's go to a gay
there.
Fucking Comic-Con. Anyways, what I fancy is the cosplayers.
Stan Lee's
if you don't know
there.
What cosplayers are, I didn't know for a while until I found out by Super Dick. They're pretty much people that dress up as superheroes or fucking anything nerdy.
Yeah, just anything they want to be, actually.
Yeah, and you make your own costumes. So these girls are hot as shit. There's nothing hotter than a nerdy chick, in my opinion, right? Is that okay?
Yes.
Isn't Olivia Munn a nerdy chick? Does it make her hotter?
Don't ask me why, but in Magic Mike, she comes out naked.
What?
Not naked. She shows boobaloobies.
She shows her boobs?
Yeah.
Swear to God.
Swear to God. That's bullshit that she was like, I think, I remember correctly, she's the first Playboy cover model to not show anything.
Really?
Because she was Playboy cover model, but in her, you know, spread, she didn't show anything. I think she just showed her butt, which, you know, that's not anything.
I like her, dude.
She should have never left Attack of the Show because I don't see what she's doing now.
I like her.
Yeah, dude. Her and Sarah Underwood.
Oof. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Hot cosplayers that do it right.
I fancy that. What about the guys? I'm throwing it, you know, kind of spitballing out there. You know, like, you know, somebody was to dress up like, you know, Shredder one day. I mean, how would you like that?
And now it's time for the darker side of life. It's time for the fuck you moment. And here we go. Lito! Lay down, my baby doll.
All right, baby doll. My fuck you goes to the nerdy websites that I read every day that try to make it a point by giving me every single tidbit of information about a new movie, because it seems like now, like with The Dark Knight Rises, before it even came out, it seems like there was fan-made videos, there was fan amateur videos of the scenes, there was plot points and spoilers, and you know what? It's my fault for clicking on it, but fuck you to the internet website.
You said but fuck.
Take
a drink, asshole.
Okay. I got
cheers.
Did I say but fuck? Really?
Yeah, you said but fuck you.
Cheers.
It's empty, isn't it? You're not drinking anything, are you? You're faking it. Was there beer in there?
Yeah.
Don't lie.
Swear to Jeebus.
Okay.
But fuck. What was I saying? Oh, so these internet websites. You know what? I think you guys should ease up on the news and let me watch the movie for what it is. You're ruining the impurity of it. And I think that with there's no thing, you know, I think it has to go with everything. There's nothing that's a surprise anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say fuck you, because you're... writing is so damn good that I must be involved with it.
And it's your fault for clicking, man.
That wasn't really the fuck you wanted to go with. Let me just say that. I did not know that we were doing a true dedicated nerd show. So here's my fuck you. My fuck you moment goes to Mr. Danger here that won't go to Cosplay Con with me because he quote unquote said that he doesn't want to dress up because he doesn't want anybody to make fun of him on the way over there. In case a car full
of valid argument.
Olivia Munn.
Oh, boy.
That one chick with the boobs passed by us, and he happened to have his April O'Neil costume on, inspired after Megan Fox.
Yes.
Not from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but the Teenage Mutant Turtles. He doesn't want to be embarrassed. So, fuck you, Mr. Danger. Fuck you, Mr. Danger. And I think you should...
rotten hell.
Go to the Cosplay Con with us.
When is it?
It's in April. You're the one that told me about it.
I don't remember, dude.
Stan Lee's going to be there.
Stan Lee? Who's Stan Lee who?
Stanley
Tucci?
Stanley Kubrick.
Okay. Wait, he's dead.
80, dude, that's who.
You really want to go?
Yeah, dude.
Do you really want to go?
If you're talking about cosplayers being your fancy dad, wouldn't you be in your mecca of fantasy?
No, I said hot cosplayers.
I'm pretty sure there might be.
There's no hot. We went to the last one. There was no hot cosplayers. Huh? There was one as we were driving in. She was walking out.
Jabba
that
the
was
Hutt?
It.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about Jabba the Hutt.
No, no, no. Oh, that fat dude. No, not him. That hot chick that was walking out. God damn it.
That's the Jabba death
dude,
cry, by the way.
We gotta step it up, though, if we go.
I'm telling you,
we
dude,
can't
I have
do
been,
that. We
I've
can't compare doing, to these nerdy fucks.
I have been doing research. Like, I got this fucking Shredder costume.
The Three Amigos, man. We got to go as that. That would be awesome.
That would be fucking pretty
that's
cool.
That's not like nerdy, though, right?
No, that's not.
Yeah, that's not nerdy. Are you done? You close it out?
Fuck you,
to
Danger.
Me? Dumbass. James all right, here's my fuck you.
Flower.
My fuck you to the Twilight Saga. It's finally over. And I want to say fuck you for that. Because I'm finally not, done with you.
Because it's not long enough.
Dude.
You had.
I just watched the last movie.
You had to watch the last one.
I had to.
You had to watch the first one. Oh, you had to watch the 1-4.
Listen. I will explain this to you once again. I read the first book. Because my wife's sisters begged me for a fucking year. Oh, read it. You'll love it, I promise. Read it. There's vampires. Oh! This is before any of the fucking movies ever even were dreamed about coming out, right? Way before. There was no clue about movies. So I'm like, all right. Vampires, I like that. You begged me long enough. I'll do it. I'm not fucking with you. A year. I read the first book. It's like, okay. Interesting take on the vampire mythos. I am curious about what happens next. She got my attention.
Bye,
a little bit gay. No, honestly, a little bit gay, a little bit towards the fucking girls, of course. But I'm like, you know what? I'm interested. What's up? Give me the next one.
Like a bitch.
So I took the next book. The movie still did not come out. Read the fucking book. And then the second one was like, it's pretty whatever. Wasn't like the first one. It was kind of weaker. By that time, the third one was out. You know, the book. I was like, all right. Well, I'm already fucking two in. I might as well keep going with it. So I read the third one. It got better. It's like, okay. Now I got to finish the last one. And the fourth one was the fucking best one, I think. It was really fucking good, in my opinion. As a gay reader. Then the movies came out, right? I had to watch the fucking... Shut up! I had to watch the movies. The first movie was gay as fuck. I was like, dude, this movie is fucking gay. But I wanted to watch the second one to see if they would... If they would come around and bring it back, which they did not. But that time, like the books, I saw the first two movies. I couldn't stop watching. I had to watch the next one, which I did. And it was no good. But it was better than the second one. So I had to keep watching. I had to be done with this fucking thing, Leto. You get it? I had to be done with it. So I watched them all. I just recently watched the last one. And it was horrible. But I want to say, fuck you. Because I'm done with them. And it's over. But they were no good. All of them were horrible.
Which one made you come faster? As you were jerking furiously.
Okay, here's what I want to tell you.
Edward.
Leto, listen to me. Slowly and hardly. I want to tell you.
I try to listen to you hardly because of these things you say.
Ask my wife. Ask my wife to back me up on this. I will tell you. I talk shit about every fucking movie we watched. Every one I made fun of the whole time and laughed at. And some of them to the point where she said, dude, shut the fuck up. I want to watch a movie. Because I kept making fun of it.
Shut up. Your jacking off is getting in fucking the way. Jeez.
What I want to say is, and I'm drunk and I don't care.
Okay, let me ask you something, drunk.
Yes.
Have you ever gone into the bedroom and be like, I'll be Edward and you be Bella?
No.
Call me Edward.
No, I was Jacob. She was Edward.
Oh, my God.
What I want to say
is, this fool read all the books and all the movies.
Like a bitch.
The books, and he's justifying them.
The books were better than the movies, for sure. What I want to say is, fuck you to the movies. The Twilight Saga, they ruined them, by the way. They changed the fucking movies. Stay true to the mythos.
Hey. Let's go as Twilight to the comic cosplay con.
I'm down.
You see? I fucking knew you would. That's you fucking faggot.
Because it's funny.
I was just fucking with you. You're so gay.
I mean, no, that's gay. I'm not doing it. No, that's horrible.
Okay.
Dude. Hey. Yeah. Super Dick went as a fucking True Blood guy.
Yes,
we could have him go. Dude. Super Dick could go as him.
No, because Super Dick always wants to. He's going to get his ass grabbed, and I don't want to be, you know. The only way I'll go, I'll go if I'm Blackula.
Okay. Oh, yes.
What, just go as a bunch of vampires?
Yes. Super Dick goes to go as a gay True Blood vampire. You go as Blackula. I'll go as Edward. Everybody wins. Please.
No, I want to go as Gary Oldman.
Wait. Nah,
and Dracula.
Nah, it's no good.
As Blackula?
Yes.
See, motherfucker.
You can wear black paint?
No, I'll go blackface.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
That'd be awesome, dude. We gotta do it now. Wait, how do I go as Edward? Do I go like just like gay?
You at least have to have two dildos in your butt.
That's Edward.
That's one more than you have right now. That's for sure.
You know, go fuck yourself, man. You can't get a bro with my shit.
No.
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 Dude, okay? Like you said yourself. Your wife is the only time you can go gay. She wanted to watch it.
That's not pertaining to this episode.
She wanted to watch all those fucking movies, and I'm like, I'll watch it with you. She didn't force me, but I pretty much went with it.
Sounds like you suck cummed to the peer pressure.
Well done, sir. Yeah. All right, I'm done. So the Twilight fucking saga is fucking done, but I want to say fuck you because it was so gay.
Fuck you!
And now I'm on to Hunger Games.
I've seen that one. Anyway, as always, go fuck. I mean, stay dangerous, my friends.
Stay dangerous?
Stay dangerous, my friends. Oh, Christ.